With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans say the nation's struggling economy will hinder Kamala Harris's prospects for election in November. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Conservative author Guy Benson argues that Harris is avoiding talking about the economy at all costs. After all, she cast a deciding vote on a Democrat bill that added trillions in new spending on the backs of working American taxpayers and drove up costs enough to force lifestyle changes on many families. Former President Trump sees connecting Harris to so-called Bidenomics as an effective strategy. He was quick to label this week's sell-off on Wall Street the Kamala crash. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russia has declared a federal-level emergency in the Kursk region, following a large-scale incursion from Ukraine and sent reinforcements. That comes 4 days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured across the border in what appeared to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked for additional time to settle how to proceed with former President Trump's January 6th prosecution. More from Bernie Bennett.
District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan has ordered Smith and Trump's attorneys to jointly propose how to move forward in the case after the Supreme Court handed the former president a victory in determining he has some protection from prosecution as a past executive. By requesting a three-week delay in that filing, Smith is likely to disappoint those who've called for him to ask for an evidentiary hearing with live witness testimony ahead of the election. It also shows that Smith's team is still grappling with the best path forward after the Supreme Court ruled Trump is immune from prosecution for court actions he took as president, and presumptively immune for all other official acts. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The stocks have been up and down on Wall Street. The Dow losing 8 points now. The NASDAQ composite up 70. This is SRN News. Six Christians are arrested at the Olympics.
They are members of a conservative group based in neighboring Spain and were driving around in a bus bearing a sign saying, quote, "Stop attacks on Christians." It also bore a picture of the drag queen satire of Da Vinci's Last Supper painting that featured in the opening ceremonies of the Summer Games and sparked international controversy. It's unclear what laws the protesters violated, but they all spent a night in jail before being released. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Women's boxing at the Paris Olympics has highlighted the problems transgenderism causes when trying to enforce eligibility rules for women's sports. Part of the problem is the International Olympic Committee's decision to use testosterone levels, not an athlete's chromosomes, as the determining factor. At least two female boxers who were disqualified from competition a year ago have been fighting at the Paris Games, and their opponents have been complaining. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates haven't been this low in more than a year.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.47%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the second straight weekly decline. The latest pullback is a welcome development for home shoppers facing record high home prices and for homeowners eager to refinance. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of easing inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut as soon as next month. That has many economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
Two giant pandas sent from China to the United States earlier this year are making their public debut at the San Diego Zoo. Yun Chuan and Xin Bao have been acclimating to their new habitat since arriving at the zoo in June. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.